Jane with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. We end another year where you've been unwilling to allow me to speak with my kids. There's no love there. I was delighted to hear. I did query Julia, and because all I've known was Baby J. Now I have James a name to put to our grandson. Some of the important things in my life is I walk around the block. I used to walk the Greenway. I do that. I actually walked a little bit of it today as I ran to Cook's. Walked to Cook's. I don't do it as much because it's far away. So it's a long jaunt just to get there. But I do walk around the block. And well, for me, a walk around the block is exactly 1 mile with a lot of hills. And I decided that I needed to set a goal of getting it under 14 minutes. Under 15 is just too easy. And I was at 14:18. And to my joy, yesterday I did it at 13:53, dropped 25 seconds off. That was significant, and you know, these are little joys I find in my life, and I was pleased about that. I also saw a little brief video and saw kids enjoying a water park in Tehran, Iran, and it was when I saw that, it was kind of like, oh, I've been there in a sense, because it was a water park with our kids in Chattanooga many years before we moved here, which I think you recall when we went to visit. Came in to visit. But one other thing. I have developed a relationship with a gentleman, ironically, in Utah, and yes, he's a Mormon. And we have been having serious, rational dialogue. And we discussed today that we're going to expand our dialogue on whether or not Mormonism or more orthodox Christianity is true. And, you know, we disagree. We are complete disagreement on that. But it's a rational dialogue. And it's been absolutely marvelous. It is a joy. To have a rational dialogue with somebody you disagree with is absolutely marvelous. And I'm doing that with a Mormon. It's wonderful. I wish I could do that with somebody who actually claimed Christ. But claiming Christ and making a public fanfare and living it are two different things. It is my hope and prayer that 2019 will bring reconciliation with somebody, whether it's Jim Cross, Render Keynes, or Chris Bitterman. All three have been in my constant daily prayers, seeking reconciliation with at least one. And of course, I would also like the barriers broken down to allow me to communicate with my kids. Because what's happening is hateful. And obviously, the most important thing is, I did that video for you on your birthday. I've had some dialogue with others on it. I'd love to have the dialogue with you, because I am committed to you in spite of you. I am a foul, disgusting man who, by the grace of the Lord, is 100% committed to his wife, irrespective of his wife. Oh, fireworks. I pray one day you will come to the same, well, the complementary conclusion, and be willing to reconcile with the man you committed your life to, me. I'm here. I'm not closing that door. Dorothy Jane, I love you.